So our first talk today is going to be Ben Sully. He's going to be taking us through the Augur's Time Series Toolkit for Rust. Take it away.
Make sure you're on.
Thank you very much.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you. Welcome to the Rust Room. How exciting. I haven't been to Potsdam before, and now here I am, first on stage, so thanks for coming. I'm going to be talking about Augur's, which is a time series toolkit for Rust. It's more for doing time series analysis, and it also has Python and JavaScript bindings, and the latter of which is actually being used already in Grafana's front end, which is pretty cool. I'll talk a little bit about that in a bit. So, who am I? Oh, sorry. Is it too loud?
Too small? No?
Okay. Any better? Even higher? Is this as much as we can do? I'll try and speak louder. So who am I, first of all? I'm a software engineer at Grafana Labs. I'm based in the UK. In my spare time, I like to do bouldering and running ultramarathons, which is a normal thing to do. And I've been at Grafana for about 4 years. I tend to use Rust for like personal projects, and hackathons as much as I can, but recently it's been kind of squeezed into various different bits of Grafana, which is exciting. My background is kind of in statistics and machine learning. Oh, what do you think we need to do?
Maybe I can lower and you're just going to have to project.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do it lower. We still need the microphone for the audio of the video, but he's going to try to project.
I can do my best. Is that any better? Can you hear me? Somewhat? Slightly?
At the back, this one had worked.
That one's working. Ah, okay. There's a lot of echo. Okay, well, I'll try and speak as loud as possible. So yeah, we're going to go. This is a quick summary of the talk. Hopefully, technical issues are fine. I'm going to talk about what Augur's is, what it can do, and then the second part is going to be lessons that I've learned while translating various different ML algorithms to Rust from different languages. Some of them, things like C++ or Fortran, R, Python. They could have been written 30 or 40 years ago. So there's lots of sort of things involved in even finding decent source implementations. We'll take some time for questions, and then as a bonus, this was meant to be in the main talk, but I ran out of time. And if you want to check it out, feel free to download the slides and have a look. There's some content there on things I ran into and trade-offs that had to be made exposing kind of a JavaScript interface using WebAssembly. So first of all, what's the deal with the name? So to augur is kind of a verb or a noun meaning to predict. So I think this might be one of the few times in my life I've actually named something well, because it means the right thing, but I don't know, hopefully I'll get lucky when I have a kid, I'm not really sure. Maybe I'll name them using like the same method I used here, which was domain name driven development. Basically look through a thesaurus for a word that ends in R, and hope that the .rs domain is available, and then write the project later. So quickly to summarize what a time series is, probably most people know this, but it's pretty straightforward. It's a measurement taken repeatedly, generally at the same interval. Usually it's something numeric, either a count or a kind of floating point number. So they're really, computers love working with them because they're just numbers. There's some nice fun optimizations you can do, both with compression and storage, whether that's in memory or on disk. And also the processing them is fun. You've got lots of optimizations you can do. In the real world, here's some examples of where you can see them. They're kind of all over the place. Ubiquitous, here's my heart rate plotted over a day, like environmental software, you'll see them everywhere. So the